All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to your Daily Dose of Awesome, your live 50-minute daily motivation, inspiration, and education so you can get your day started right. Today's topic, it's an interesting one because it actually came up on one of our mentorship calls for our Elevation members yesterday, and it has to do with how to maximize your productivity and resourcefulness when dealing with financial stress or worry. And actually, it might not even be financial stress. It could be any type of worry or stress that's affecting your performance. And so I'm going to talk about how it is you actually can deal with this. This actually has to do with anything you can do in your business. But I see it come up over and over and again when people are dealing with advertising, because what does advertising have to do with financial stress or worry? Is that you associate the success or failure of a campaign with the financial stress and worry. And so talk about how you can actually deal with that, so you can be more effective with not only with your advertising, but also more effective with how you ask for help, because everybody needs help. So I'll get right into that. Before I do that, I want to quickly introduce myself. My name is Fernie Ceballos. I'm a lead generation and like marketing expert specializing in helping home business owners as network marketers, affiliate marketers, direct sellers multiply their incomes using the internet. I built my first six-figure network marketing business within a couple of years of discovering the information we now teach here at Elite Marketing Pro. And over the past 10 years, I've personally been responsible for over $14 million in gross income into my home businesses, and I've helped our clients produce hundreds of millions of dollars more collectively in their businesses as well. So what we do and teach works. It's been working for the past 10 years for people in the network marketing and direct selling space. And so if you want to know more about what we do here at Elite Marketing Pro, the person who referred you, who shared this video with you, click on our link in the description, and that'll take you to an opportunity to get a free online recruiting course. Now, if you don't see the link there or you're just on our page, you can simply go to elitemarketingpro.com to learn more about what we offer. So with that said, if you want to subscribe to these lives, this content is absolutely free, no strings attached. You can pretty much subscribe to these lives by actually clicking on the video. If you're watching this on your mobile device, click on the video. That'll open up an ellipsis symbol. Click on the ellipsis symbol, which is a dot, dot, dot. And from there, you can like and follow us and turn on live notifications so you get a little ping on your phone every time we go live, so you can consume this content on a daily basis. You can watch the recording or join us live. All you need to do is just click on the notification. If you're watching this on desktop, you can simply go to our fan page. Click on our logo or the name right above this video. That'll take you to our fan page where you can like us and also turn on live notifications and do the following button. So with that said, let me see if we are live and everything's in order, and then we will get started with our content. Oh, there we go. What's up, everybody?
See if we are live.
What's up, Scott, Thomas, Michael, Luke? So everybody, let me know where you're coming from, even if you already did it. Scott is the only person that is, everybody from Scott and after is the people I see, because I just tuned in live on my phone. So let me know where you guys are coming from. So what city, what state, what country? What's up, Brandy? How's it going? All right, Utah. Yes, I know you live in Utah, Brandy. All right, so let's get going. All right, so last night I was actually talking to one of our Fast Track members, and actually it was on a welcome call and then on our actual training that we do twice a week for our mentorship students. And somehow the topic of kind of being productive and resourceful, especially when dealing with financial stress. You know, obviously we're all in different financial situations. And so how do you kind of deal with the stress of certain financial situation while actually being able to be productive in the stuff we do here at Elite Marketing Pro and that we teach? And so, I thought this was something very important to address, because what I keep seeing in posts, and let's take away the financial part of it, just worry and stress in general. I keep seeing this in our Facebook group sometimes, especially with brand new members who have not yet been trained on how to deal with this type of stress. And so consider this your training. I see these frantic posts, people in desperation mode, really just, you know, they think they're asking for help, but they're actually not asking for help. They're like emotionally lashing out. You know, and the reason that it's emotionally lashing out is because When they ask for help, they actually don't provide you anything that allows you to help them. And so So these frantic posts, obviously, if someone's writing it, they've been frantic for quite a while or been in desperation mode. But for me, what it actually reflects is the lack of accountability, believe it or not. And so, because in order to be productive, you need to be in a positive, some sort of positive state, or at least need to be calm. If you can't think when you're emotionally negative. So you don't have focus or clarity. So you can't make sound decisions. You basically don't allow yourself to have breakthroughs when you're in a negative emotional state. And so it's the example of this when the proof that I constantly see over and over again as to why it is somebody can't actually effectively even get asked for help when they're in a negative emotional state and just kind of post this frantic post, say, I need help, I don't know what's going on, my ads aren't working or whatever, I'll give you an example. So when somebody posts something saying that when they're in a frantic state and they're asking for help, they almost always don't provide you the information you need to help them. So let me repeat that again. When somebody posts something on a Facebook group or an email or even a phone call, and they're in a frantic state and they're asking for help, they almost always don't provide you the information you need to help them. And so they just want to emotionally let the world know that they're struggling. But they basically, they fail to provide you the information, the data that you need to help them. And why is that? Well, the answer is simple. It's because they actually aren't thinking. They can't think in that state. And what we have to train ourselves as entrepreneurs, the way we have to train ourselves, I'm adjusting the settings here on my phone so that we don't get those little pings. So if you guys can, first of all, if you guys can relate with ever, and it should be everybody, if you guys can relate with ever being in a frantic state in your business where you're just like, in a negative state, you're worried about something, and it's not allowing you to focus or think, give me a number two in the comment section. You know, if you can relate to that, give me a number two, because I'm sure we've all been there. So I'm not singling anybody out. I'm simply stating what's so in most of our lives when we get started, especially when we get started in business, and because it's a new experience, and we're wide-eyed and we're overwhelmed, and that leads to a lot of negative emotions and reactions. So, but the bottom line is, when you're in that negative state, when you're frantically asking for help, whatever, you're not able to get help. And so this is what happens. I or one of our team members see the post, or somebody in the community sees the post of somebody being frantic. And so they're asking for help. They're saying their ads aren't working, whatever. But there's no information to provide them help with. So then we have to basically reply and say, calm down. This is the information we need in order to help you. And so it leads this kind of back and forth where, rather than doing one post and getting the help you need, it's two or three posts later, and it's a long comment thread that happens. And so obviously it doesn't lead to, it's not productive in any way. Yeah, okay, of course we're willing to work with you to get you the help that you need. But the point is, you're basically making your mentors or the people in this community work harder to get you the help you need, because you're not in an emotional state where you're able to receive the help. And in order to receive the help, you got to be able to provide the information that's going to allow people in our community to help you. If you guys can connect with what I'm saying right now, give me a number three. If you guys can connect with what I'm saying, especially if you observed this and tried to help somebody, and you had to do this kind of this back and forth because they weren't in a state to receive help yet, give me a number three. Let me know that you've experienced this. Now, in order to ask for help effectively and provide the information, you need to be in a state where you can actually think. And the best way to do this that I found is through some sort of meditation. So there's some people are kind of no nonsense, no bullshit, and I'm definitely not a Mr. Woohoo type of guy. I'm not an esoteric guy at all, but I do see the value of meditation, some form of meditation that can help kind of calm you down and bring you back into a positive state. So meditation is one way. There's apps that you can download on your phone where you can have some sort of guided meditation. Prayer, if you're religious, prayer is a great way to meditate. But there's a specific way to pray. Most people pray, I'm not saying the wrong way, but just it's not effective. Basically, when they're asking, constantly asking God for stuff, You know, it's much better way to pray is to pray for the things you're grateful for. Pray for the things that are going right in your life. Pray for the people in your life. And pray for them and just be thankful in your prayer that they're in your life or you have certain things in your life. So focus on the thing. Basically, what I'm saying is focus on the things that are positive. And if you're not religious and that's not resonating with you, Tony Robbins has a great gratitude meditation, or it's also called the guided reflection. It's also called the emotional flood exercise, whatever you want to call it. But you can go on YouTube right now and search Tony Robbins gratitude meditation. And Tony Robbins actually takes you through a gratitude exercise where you go basically from a negative state, a state of conflict, internal conflict, to a state of gratitude and joy, and it brings you back to a point where you can actually think and focus. And this is so important, and it reminds me of something I've taught earlier. It was a lesson. It was called the Walking with Death. And what essentially it's the ability that our, you know, the United States Special Forces, every single one of them, or else they wouldn't be in the Special Forces. It's the ability to be able to remain calm in a state of heightened pressure, or a lot of pressure. I mean, basically bullets flying, people dying, and how do you maintain your composure in that environment? And it's something like basically what soldiers have been essentially trained themselves to do, especially Special Forces, is that they already accept the fact that they might die. They've accepted and made peace with that idea, and then they go into battle. So if you're not afraid to die, you're not afraid. Not to say that they don't, that, you know, it's as easy as that, but it's a very advanced way of being able to deal with stress. Most of us don't have that ability to deal with stress, especially in that intense pressure. But you know, a lower version of that would be simply being able to bring yourself in a state of calm where, even when things are not going right, you're able to bring yourself in a state of calm. You got to be able to separate the financial stress from the work you have at hand with your business. If this is helpful for you, give me a number five. Give me a high five if this is helpful for you and is going to help you moving forward, especially if you've been struggling at all. So let me know if this has been helpful for you so far. And so you may be asking, how do you separate yourself from the stress, especially if you have financial stress or your spouse is negative or you have this other stuff going on or you hate your job? How do you separate yourself from those things? It's like, it's exactly that. You have to emotionally set those things aside and go, okay, that's over here. I'll deal with that later. I got work to do here. And if you're not able to focus for that 1 or 2 hours or whatever that you're working, then you're not going to be able to be productive and you're not going to get the results you need. I went, when I was going through my journey in the beginning, I went through an insane amount of financial stress. I was deep in debt, $60,000 in debt. I was going through a foreclosure of my home. I was living at home and almost lost my mom's home as well because I was responsible for her mortgage. Now, even though that's all going on, I still had to kind of be able to mentally set that stuff aside and go, okay, I need to focus. And I just, you know, luckily for me, I had that ability to kind of be able to kind of just set those things aside and focus on the things I needed to do. And more importantly, you know, than being able to calm yourself and have that ability to calm yourself through meditation or whatever you need to do, it is a big part of this equation is having the belief that you're going to do it. I never doubted myself. I never doubted that I was going to succeed and break through in this business. I believed it so strongly. I believed as I believed in any God or anything spiritual in my life. I believed it with absolute certainty. So for you, that's going to be a big part of the equation. Not only are you going to need to find a way to remain calm and kind of emotionally separate yourself from the other stuff that's not going so great in your life, you're also going to need to find that belief in you that you can do this. Because without that belief, it's going to be very hard, even with being in a state of calm, for you to focus. Now, but maybe you're not there yet. Maybe your belief level is not quite there yet. Well, a simple thing is believe in something you're going to be doing in the future that's going to be useful to you. Sorry, I'm looking at my phone here because it just went out. Believe at least that you can actually launch a campaign let's say an ad campaign and generate leads. At least believe in that. If that hasn't happened for you, have develop the belief that you can at least do that. And then once you've done that, believe that you're going to be generate that first commission, that first sale, or speak to that first prospect. Basically, believe enough just to believe that you can accomplish the next step. If that's going to be helpful for you, then do that. Maybe you are not in a place where you can actually believe that you're going to be a multimillionaire and all that stuff, and maybe that's not your goal. Maybe you have other goals that are more important. But at least believe that you can achieve that next level of success, so that's part of the equation, so that when you're bringing yourself to a state of calm, the pressure of having to make all this money is not there. The only thing you have to worry about is doing enough to get to that next level of success. Hopefully this is helpful, guys. Let me read some comments real quick. I'm very grateful for knowing all of you guys and having you around to influence my business. Awesome. Yes, I have problems in believing in myself. Karen, thank you for sharing. Absolutely. I'm similar situation, Fernie, and many debts. So you're not alone. I've certainly experienced massive amount of debt. But, you know, the debt for me was a temporary situation. I always believed. I didn't view myself as that debt. You know, Ray Higdon mentioned something to me which has to do with how you see yourself now. That what's in your bank account, what's in your financial books, that reflects a past version of you, or just reflects what's in the books. It doesn't reflect who you are. And if you can bring yourself to believing that, then you can accomplish some pretty amazing things. And also, it's another way of, I think, allowing yourself to bring yourself to a state of calm, so you can get the job done and do the things you need to do. So that's it for today, guys. That's my message. Whatever you have to do to bring yourself in a state of calm, I know exercise and martial arts also was part of the equation for me. And so having that time of the day where you can just set aside that's just for you, where you can forget everything else in the world, is important. And if you don't have a lot of time, then simple meditation exercises can help. And I just gave you a few resources for you to do that. So if you want to know more about what we do here at Lead Marketing Pro, you're wondering what the hell are they talking about this advertising stuff and generating leads and sales. Well, we help people build businesses online, build network marketing business online. So if you want to know more about what we do here, click on the link in the description if someone shared this with you, or simply go to elitemarketingpro.com, sign up for a free online recruiting course, and get started with us so you can learn exactly how you can build your home business. Hey, from home. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome day.